This is Dr. Thabo Ingram repeating psychiatric evaluation on Brenda, BRENDA, binum, BY, and UM, period. The medical record number is 139032, period. The date is 1-23-2013, period. Paragraph, the identifying data, patient is a 62-year-old Caucasian female, period. Date of birth is March 23, 1950, period. Then this is St. Joseph Manor, period. Paragraph, the reason for evaluation is annual evaluation, period. Paragraph, the history of person in London, this 62-year-old female was recently admitted to St. John's Hospital due to grossly psychotic thinking and inability to attend to her basic needs, period. The paragraph, patient was discharged from the hospital on the following medication, namely ceftriaxone, 10 milligrams, at bedtime, lecithin cream, Benadryl, 25 milligrams at bedtime, Depakote, 1,250 milligrams at bedtime, Prolixin, 5 milligrams at bedtime, Prolixin definite injection every 4 weeks, insulin on a sliding scale, low pressure, proamatine, asmenex, singular, naproxen, period. The patient has been medication compliant, period. She denies having any side effects to the current medications, period. Paragraph, the patient per staff has not been a management problem, period. She has not been aggressive or agitated, angry or hostile, period. The patient states that she never wants to leave this facility, period. Paragraph, the past psychiatric history, the patient has extensive previous psychiatric history, period. She has been hospitalized multiple times in the past, period. She has been at Wake County General Hospital, Northwest State Hospital, St. John's Hospital, period. The last admission was at St. John's Hospital, period. Paragraph, patient is being followed by NSO or adult services, period. Paragraph, the family social history, she was born in Dearborn, period. She has a brother with whom she has no contact, period. The patient was in special ed, period. She has a third grade education, period. Her work history is minimal, period. She has no children, period. She allegedly had worked in a sheltered workshop in the past, period. She has no family history, mental problems, period. Paragraph, social service history, none, period. Paragraph, legal problems, none, She has a guardian, period. Paragraph, medical history includes hypertension, diabetes mellitus, COPD, degenerative joint disease, period. The patient's medications are as listed previously, period. Paragraph, blood pressure, done on 1/21/2013 was 113/62, period. The pulse was 74, the respiration was 18, and the temperature was 98.3, period. Paragraph, the system reviews unremarkable, period. Paragraph, the patient's medications are as stated previously, period. Paragraph, the mental status examination. Patient is a 62-year-old Caucasian female, period. She was interviewed in her room, period. She was present, period. She was comfortable, period. The patient denied any hallucinations or delusions, period. Her speech is goal-directed, coherent, and relevant, period. Her appetite is appropriate, period. Mood is euthymic, period. She denies any suicidal or homicidal intent, period. She is alert and aware of her surroundings, period. Her recent memory is intact. Use of entitlement is marginal, period. Paragraph, the investigations done on 11/39/2012 show the following, period. The Depakote level was 81, period. The urine analysis done on 1/9/13 was unremarkable, period. Paragraph, the diagnosis in patient axis 1 is schizophrenia, chronic in remission, period. Axis 2 is developmental disability, period. Axis 3 is hypertension, obesity, COPD, degenerative joint disease, diabetes mellitus, period access flow is moderate, access time GF score is 45 to 50 per year paragraph. The patient strength is 1 shows the guardian period, number 2 supportive staff period paragraph, patient weakness is 1, long psychiatric history, number 2, developmentally disabled, number 3, ancestry of delusions, number 4, minimal insight per year paragraph. Plan 1, I will continue the current medication period, number 2, will obtain consent for medication from the guardian period, number 3, medical follow-up, number 4, current placement is appropriate, number 5, AIMS testing done, number 6, social work follow-up per year paragraph, the prognosis is guarded per year paragraph. Thank you and interdictation.